If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think we've been scammed. I think this whole social media thing never existed. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Hope. I'm Billy. Intern Joe's here. I'm talking about promposals.
Now, Bunny XO, Jelly yeah. Roll's wife, just helped her daughter's prom date ask her stepdaughter to prom. So, went back behind the scenes and helped with getting prom balloons blown up. So, he had the letters P-R-O-M, the song from Beauty and the Beast, Tale as Old as Time. He was holding red roses and it says, Bailey, make this prom a tale as old as time. How sweet is that?
Look at her rolling her eyes over
what?
There.
Oh my God, this is like the sweetest thing I've read in a long time.
I was not.
The look on your face was like, ew.
No, it's fine. Billy, they're children. That's very sweet. Very sweet. Mm-hmm.
I mean, promposals, I think they've gotten bigger and bigger. When I was in high school, my big promposal was I was working at Reed's Ice Cream and my date came in and asked if he could order a will you go to prom with me?
With a side of scoop of you. Hey.
Did it work?
Well,
obviously.
We had like predetermined that I was going to say yes. I actually had never talked to him. He was a grade below me and we were on, we were in mutual friend groups, but we were kind of on the outskirts and they were like, oh, James needs a date. And they're like, you know what, who would be fun for James to take? Hope would love to go to another prom. So like our mutual friends were kind of like, Hope will say yes. Yeah, you should just ask Hope. So I like kind of got buzz ahead of time. Hey, like James, this guy you've never talked to before, he's going to ask you to prom. And I was like, okay. Cool.
Oh my God.
What am I, some kind of clown? Am I here to amuse you? Not ever mess with Faith Hill. It's country music time here on the B-Morning Coffee Club. We'll get to that story in a moment. But first, Jelly Roll has really changed his life. He's lost 100 pounds, and that was as of October. So I don't know what he's down at this point. But it all comes down to exercise and healthy living. Now, what does he eat? He only eats three times a day while on tour. He broke it down. Breakfast? This sounds really good. And a snack. Dinner, a small dinner, and that's it. For breakfast, he has a healthy Waffle House-like creation. Homemade hash browns, diced up veggies, chicken sausage, and sauerkraut. The snack is a peanut butter cookie dough bite with a banana. And that is all made by his personal chef. And then the dinner is usually dairy-free poutine with cashew cheese french fries.
Yeah.
And he lost all that weight eating that.
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, I love his new teeth. That makes a world of difference.
It does.
It really does, because he smiles so much. So I love his new white grill.
When he was in Buffalo, backstage, he was so proud of those teeth because he just finished them.
I get it, my friend. I get it.
He was like,
I myself have a couple new teeth.
Hey, y'all, look at this. And he has little jewels that are like glued on his teeth and stuff. The internet is still talking about Morgan Wallen walking off the stage at the end of Saturday Night Live. Was it an honest mistake? Was he mad? Morgan isn't the first person to do it. Prince is the only other musical artist to walk off the stage at the end credits.
Do you think he was just like, redneck, didn't know like that the camera continues on?
He had never watched a single episode of Saturday Night Live. Nobody prepped him ahead of time.
I don't know.
He had already been on the show before in the past. Did they not? Because it was during COVID, you said. Were they not hugging each other at the end of the show then in 2020?
Hold on, guys. I have to sneeze. Publicity stunt! Excuse me. Country April Fool's pranks. Everybody, you know, you hear about Brad Paisley does a lot of pranks. 2009, Keith Urban was on tour with Taylor Swift. Remember he had that song, Kiss a Girl? Well, Taylor thought it'd be hysterical to dress up like Kiss and walk out on stage. You know the band Kiss?
Yeah.
So they did that. Brooks and Dunn once left a headless eel in Faith Hill's tour bus bed.
Nope.
That's a little extreme.
I'm sorry. Yeah, a headless eel.
Oh, but wait. Don't ever mess with Faith Hill. She got him back by getting them detained by immigration officials at the border and strip searched. Sweet little innocent Faith Hill got them detained at the border and strip searched.
That is a little crazy.
It is officially baseball season. Maybe that'll warm things up around here. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, I'm Billy. Intern Joe is here with us as well. And man, it's been busy across the street from our State Street headquarters here.
Yeah, Innovative Field. It's opening day for the Red Wings, and Dan Mason was up before the sun. When we came in this morning, it was pitch black, except for the lights of Innovative Field. And I swear, since last season, they've added more lights. It lit up.
It lit up our whole street.
And Mill Street. I was like, it's like the middle of the day here, right over here. So it just letting you know that it just cheered me up.
Now that we have...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball season back. Is anybody down for going for one of the, they call them the businessman specials?
Yeah.
Which I always used to laugh. I'm like, who's going to that? Who's able to go to that? Mm-hmm. Are you blowing off work to go to a baseball game? And the question, you know, the answer is if you work like a weird shift like we do, we're off the air at 10. We could go hang out at the baseball game.
I can go get a garbage can. So not to be confused with a garbage plate because it's in a cup.
That's the other thing about
Red Osier.
When baseball season's back here in particular, the smell, it's like you can smell everything they're cooking over there. And it's like they're starting to do stuff way early, too.
So I love going over there for the food. I don't necessarily follow baseball. Not like I do football. However, the torpedo bat. I got into this and I got in heavy yesterday.
It's crossed over into mainstream media at this point.
Is Torpedo Bat cheating? The Yankees, explain it a little bit.
So, Torpedo Bat, think of a baseball bat. Now think of a baseball bat that's got like an egg stuck in the middle of it. That's kind of what it looks like. It's got a big hump in the middle of it. And basically, the Yankees have been just banging home runs.
Like a ridiculous amount.
They had nine. I think they had nine in one game.
Yes.
And everybody's looking at it.
Since using this Torpedo Bat.
Everybody's looking at it going, cheating. They got to be cheating. And blah, 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 blah. So it falls within the rules. The MLB rule is that the bat should be smooth, a round stick, no more than 2.61 inches in diameter at the thickest part, which it's not, and not more than 42 inches in length. So that's the only rule they have to worry about.
They don't have a weight?
There's got to be a weight thing in there, but this all boils down to, listen to how nerdy this is. Somebody in the Yankees organization used AI and all this computer stuff and figured out that this one particular guy was hitting on the label further down the bat than most people hit. So they said, well, if we make that part of the bat a little bit fatter and he connects at that spot of the bat, he'll hit the ball further. And guess what? They were right.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is what we have. But nothing is stopping any other team from doing the same thing.
Okay, right. Which is probably going to happen, right?
It's actually already happened. People were up in arms because, oh, it's the Yankees doing it. But the Mets have a guy doing it. The Orioles and the Rays all have people using the Torpedo Bat.
But they haven't had the success that the Yankees have had with it, right? Like, they haven't hit a gazillion home runs. Is that why we don't know?
Right. But, like, also, the guy who is using the Torpedo Bat isn't even the leading slugger for the Yankees.
This is what I have a problem with. And just because I know football.
Yeah.
And I know what it felt like when the Patriots deflated the balls just enough for it to give them an advantage in the game. And it was all this like, there's nothing illegal. Some air was taken out of the ball. It was illegal.
Right.
So adding a little something to a bat feels like it should be illegal to me.
But it still falls within those rules.
Do you think they're going to change the rules or they're just going to expect everyone to get their own Taylor Torpedo bats?
Oh, I bet everybody will just get their own bats and they'll figure it out from there. Otherwise, they have to change the rules.
They already use their own bats. Everyone has the bat that fits their weight, their swing speed. This is no different. It's just you're hitting with this part rather than the end.
TJ.
Sounds like he's trying to justify cheating.
I mean, everyone's up in arms. The Yankees went to the World Series last year, so everyone's freaking out. But it's not like they're a bad team and then suddenly out of nowhere, they're going and jumping ahead. They went to the World Series last year. They're doing pretty good.
Everybody said the same thing when the Patriots started deflating baseball or footballs.
Don't hate the player.
They were like, it's not like
hate
they're
the
not a big
We would love to hear from you regarding Be a Light. So Be Morning Coffee Club, this is something we've been doing here at the Bee, but we kind of are going to make it an official weekly thing from this point on. It's sponsored by United Way of Greater Rochester and the Finger Lakes. We're looking for your recommendations on people or organizations you know that we could just recognize on air. A big high five, a big thank you for what you do for the community. It could be, you know, an organization, you know, the Brighton Fire Department or whatever, or it could be a person, somebody you know in your neighborhood that's doing something cool.
I mean, just those who go a little bit above and beyond. Or a lot of it above and beyond. And we would love to showcase them because you do. You hear all about the bad stuff, don't we?
What's it's that old saying? Like, if it bleeds, it leads.
That's right. So we would like to change that, at least here in the mornings once a week. And we would love to showcase you as our light, to be a light.
Yeah.
So that's going to be Monday mornings at 8:10 that we're going to do the Be a Light. And what better way to start the week than hearing some good news, some good things that's going on around Rochester?
Super quick. All you got to do is log on to WBEE.com and you'll see the big logo there with the light bulb. We make it easy. You know what I'm saying?
Painfully.
Be a Light. You click on that and you just submit an entry for a nomination and then listen every week.
We would love to hear from you. And don't think it's too small to be recognized.
No.
Because I think you'd be surprised at how these little acts of love and paying it forward and stuff like that will go a long way for our community. So we'd love to hear from you. Here's Shaboozy. It's a bar song, Tipsy, on the Bee Morning Coffee Club.